Good morning, everybody. My name is Sally Kalen, and you are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. I so appreciate all the love and support I am receiving when it comes to sharing these messages on here. So grateful. Today's podcast is a very important one. This is one of the most important podcasts I feel I need to share, one that is very close to my heart, one that isn't just a necessity when it comes to our relationships and helping us heal and create the life that we desire, but it's something that we need to do to make changes in any aspect of our life. And it's all to do with the power of our subconscious mind. And it's also when I have the questions from different people asking me, how do they let go of their ex? How do they move on? It's so difficult. How do I do it? You know, I'm doing all the strategies. Why isn't it working, etc.? So I want to address that part, of course, and take it to that next step level, that next level where you can see the importance of knowing how your mind works and why you are sometimes stuck on a loop. And I know I've done similar podcasts, but I am so passionate about this subject. I just know it is the way in creating the life that you desire, whether that's letting go of something, whether that's moving forward, whether that's manifesting, whatever it is. Understanding your subconscious mind and the role it has in your life is imperative, which is why I want to share this today and give you some examples of why you may be stuck and why you can't move forward. So let's start this podcast off. And first of all, I want to let you know that if you are going through a breakup, I totally understand how difficult that can be. You have your days where you feel pretty good, and then you have your days where you're not so good. And it feels like a roller coaster of emotions, right? It's so, you know, exhausting and tiring. And it is never a nice time. Those emotions, like I say, they can really throw us sideways. And, you know, it's very destabilizing. But I am here to tell you that you will get through this. And taking in this podcast today is definitely going to help you be able to use your relationship as a catalyst for transformational growth, through this personal transformational growth. Because it's key. So one of the reasons why it's so difficult to let go is because we are very attached to the story that we've been playing. We've been playing this, you know, role in our life for however long it's been, even if it's a short time and you really had a connection with that person and then they're suddenly gone. We are attached to that pattern that we were playing out. We're attached to the feelings, right? So it doesn't matter how long you were with that person. It can be a little bit more difficult when it is a longer, because you've got a program, an internal program that is hardwired for, you know, being with that person, and it brings up those emotions, you know, and all those feelings. So why is it so hard to let go? Even when you learn the steps, even when you know what you should be doing, what is it that's going on? What is making it so difficult to let go? And that is what I'm going to share with you. So when you learn anything new, when you learn how to let go of a person, or when you're learning how to manifest something, or whatever it is, when you're learning something, you're learning from your conscious mind, your creative mind. So you're learning all this information, you're listening to the podcasts, you're reading the information on how to let go of that partner, for example. So we'll keep to the letting go of your partner part. And you are reading it, you are listening to it, you are like, oh my gosh, yes, that's exactly it, that's what I'm going to do. And then you go about your life and you may start taking a few of those steps that you've heard what you need to do. You may believe that for you, the right thing is to no contact. You're going to have the no contact. You are going to find some passions that you love to do. You're going to hang out with your friends more. You're doing the things you need to do. And then you feel as though you're still feeling as though you're stuck in that same old grief and loss, and you're asking yourself, what's going on? Why, you know, I'm doing everything I should be. Why isn't something changing here? Well, there's two reasons. First of all, you know, grief is a funny thing. It can take, like I say, you can go 5 steps forward and 7 steps back sometimes. And so that's part of it. So sometimes we want to rush through our grieving process when really that's not the best thing. We need to kind of just move through it, feel our feelings and go with it, right? So that's one of the reasons why, because you're trying to force yourself through that grieving process. And the second reason is because this is a really important part of it. This is like the most important part what I'm going to share now. Is because whilst you've learned what to do, you haven't applied it consistently enough for it to drop into the subconscious part of your mind. So we live our lives on the backdrop of our subconscious mind, meaning our lives are driven by the subconscious programming. Those subconscious patterns are hardwired into us from a very young age, and then if we've played out a certain pattern with a certain person for X amount of time, there's a program that's running the show, right? That subconscious program is running the show. And your conscious mind has learned what to do, but it's not in the subconscious yet. And this is why things aren't happening the way you need them to. Because whilst you get it, whilst you're understanding, yes, this is what I need to do, you haven't repeated it enough to become a program, a pattern in the subconscious mind. Let me break that down a little bit more simply. For anything to get into our subconscious mind, there needs to be a lot of repetition, right? That's how we hardwire the subconscious. This is why people say when you want to change anything, you need to do it consistently every day for like 60 days, then it becomes a habit. It changes the neural pathways in your mind. And that's pretty much it. So it's about taking what you've learned and applying it to your life every day, right? Until it becomes more habitual, until it becomes hardwired into the subconscious. So if you are, for example, decided that you are going to have no contact with your ex and you're going to spend more time with your friends, etc., then that's exactly what you must do. You need to keep repeating that, you know, pattern, like every day, that you make a decision intentionally that you are not going to contact your ex, you're not going to interact with them, because you know in your soul that's the best thing for you. Now, I'm not saying this is for everyone, I'm just giving you an example of what may be your way of dealing with things. But there needs to be a pattern, a new program that's formed for the future you. And that's where, that's why it's difficult to get over exes, when what happens is we practice a few things, we implement a few changes to move on. And then the moment they call us, or we decide, you know, it's too difficult, it's too painful, and we call them or we check out their Instagram, we're going back to the old program. We're going back to the old patterns of what we used to do, which is why it is taking us so long to move through things sometimes, because we're holding on to the way we used to do things. Does that make sense? I'm hoping this is coming out. It's not flowing as well as I would hope, but I'm hoping that is has resonance with you. So it really is the key. And going to, you know, when you think about manifesting things, it's the same type of thing. In order to create something, you need to feel it, you know, into your body as if it's already happened, but also then consistently, intentionally be repeating the good feels, the aligned action daily to create the results. So it's all about getting your message into the subconscious and understanding that when you are, you know, learning different things to do, that is just in your conscious mind, and it doesn't really transmute into anything else until there's been a lot of repetition, a lot of consistency, and then you see the results. And then you see, wow, I feel better. And this is why, for example, I did a no contact with an ex-boyfriend at one time,
And I can tell you now, and I knew about the subconscious programming. I knew it was, I had to do that because it was not going to be good for me if I just kept going back into that situation. And I made a decision with myself that I was going to create a set of behaviors that were really conducive to my future me, and that would be really empowering for myself. So I created a morning routine. I set up my day that was, which was a new day for me. It was not like the old me, but I intentionally made sure that I was going to be doing, you know, XYZ on these days, and I knew where I needed to be. And I literally had a vision of my future, and I would just call in that vision and live like that every single day, and until it became, you know, a truth, a vision came to life. And that's what happens. It's about repetition and consistency. So this is why, going back to it, why you're struggling to get over an ex, because you're opting back into the same old thought processes, the same patterns, the same ways of thinking and being and doing. And that means that that subconscious program that you have running is only getting more active and more hardwired, because you're acting in those same ways and feeling in those same ways. Now, I'm not saying not to feel your emotions at times when, you know, you're never allowed to go back there in your mind and feel though, you know, what you went through. Of course, it's part of the grieving process. But when you're stuck on a loop, it's because you haven't made that decision sometimes that you are going to make yourself number one. You're going to take care of your mind, body, soul, and you are going to do whatever you need to do to move forward. And that is where the repetition, the consistency, the aligned action, the knowing what you truly want for yourself, you know, it comes in. You have to be able to do that until, like I say, it becomes a pattern. It becomes, you know, a program. And then you wake up one day and you literally do. This has happened to me. And you feel like, oh my gosh, I feel really good. And you see, when you reflect, it's because you have been consistently showing up in a particular way, and you those neural pathways have switched, and you have created a new self, so to speak, a new version of yourself. And that's how you move through the grieving process. It's literally by tapping into a new version of yourself and showing up daily for yourself and repeating that new version of you until it becomes a familiar ground. Now, as I've mentioned in other podcasts, why it can be challenging and why there can be resistance is because the mind loves familiarity. The mind loves what it knows, and it will often guide you back into those old patterns. Your body, your body holds a lot of memories too, and there can be a trigger from your body which goes to your mind, which then takes you back into that old pattern of thinking, feeling, being as it was with that partner, or wishing and hoping, or wherever it is that's keeping you stuck. And then you're playing into that. So it's literally about being able to get super present with yourself as well, and consciously choosing, like I say, to create the new you every day. So you wake up in the morning, you have your days planned, you have your self-love rituals, your gratitude journaling, whatever it is that is going to be beneficial for you, and you just make that part of your whole way of being, and that becomes the new version of you. But it's a consistency thing until it drops into the subconscious. And I can't emphasize it enough. And I have lots of people I speak to about this. And, you know, I know even from my own life, you know, I went through this many times when I was trying to, you know, experience different things. And I would think, what's going on? And, you know, I wasn't consistent enough. I was opting back into old patterns. I was going, you know, off the track and, you know, going not so much backwards, because I feel like we never go backwards as much, but I was definitely stalling my life by replaying what if, why couldn't it have been this? Why couldn't it have been that? And I was just stuck in that, in that loop, right? So my subconscious was just playing out what it knew, and it does that to keep us safe as well. This is why it takes, you know,
real consistency, repetition to move through this. And this is why I give you those strategies, like incorporate meditation, make sure you're moving your body daily to move that energy through your body. Eat high vibe foods that really feed into your higher states of consciousness, your soul self, and so you feel good. Drink plenty of water. Surround yourself with those people. So all that is important, but it's about being consistently doing that so you see the results. So at the end of the day, that is how you get the results, by being consistent, which then creates a new internal program, right? And that's how we change things. And I see it all the time on social media, people sharing their words of wisdom, which is amazing. And then I see loads of other comments where people say, it's not working. Why is this not happening? Da, 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 da. And the person who's written the post doesn't actually let them know. It's because you've got to get it into the subconscious for it to become an actual thing. So that's very important to remember. So whatever you're dealing with, whether that is, like I say, this podcast is like about getting over your ex, but it can be for anything when it comes to the subconscious, like for wanting to get healthy. Again, why do we fall off our health and fitness goals? Why do we give up? Because our old programs, the subconscious, is wired a certain way, and consciously we're knowing we've got to do XYZ, and we do it for a short time, but then the drive of that subconscious, just we go back to what's familiar. So you have to, that is why, again, do something every day for 60 days, because that's how long it takes for it to become a habit. That's how long it takes for those neural pathways to switch. It can be less, but I like to say 60 days, because I think if you can do something for 60 days straight, you have created a new program. Other ways that you can reach into the subconscious is by when you go to sleep at night. When you're falling asleep, we fall into theta state, which is just before we fall to sleep. When we're asleep, it's delta. When we're awake, it's beta. But just before you're falling into sleep, it is theta state. This is a good way to reprogram your mind as well. So by listening to meditations, I've got some recordings of my own meditations of me talking to myself. And you could do the same, record your own voice telling yourself you are now so relaxed and accepting that your relationship has changed. You are at a good place in your life, or whatever you need to hear. So that's feeding into your subconscious mind. I now feel happy, relaxed, excited for the future. I've never been in a better place in my life. This has been the most rewarding time for spiritual growth. Or whatever you want to tell yourself, that's another time when the mind is very receptive of hearing our messages. So it's like a self-hypnosis by practicing that as we go off to sleep. And hypnosis itself, of course, another way to directly influence the subconscious mind. But it's very important, guys, to really get that. And when I see, the reason I'm so passionate about it as well is because when I see people that have been in, say, abusive relationships, and they, I see it on social media all the time, they've been in relationships with, say, narcissists, and they've had these terrible experiences. And yes, we do need to share our experiences. And yes, it's important to let other people know about those experiences. This is all a good thing. But when I see people just constantly talking about their narcissistic ex-partner, and every single post is all about that, for me, that is just going to keep that person in that space, right? And it's just keep hardwiring that subconscious mind. So I think it's super important to, you know, get to a place in your life where you're saying to yourself, that was my life, and now this is my new life, and be willing to let things go. And that's how you do it. You do it by repetition. You do it by creating a new version of yourself, by creating new patterns, new behaviors, new beliefs. And that is what changes your future. And that's how you get through things. That's how you move through things. Does that make sense? I hope this podcast has been very helpful and insightful. You can reach out to me if you need any help. You can reach me at hello@sallykalen.com. I work internationally with my one-to-one coaching program. So if you're interested in coaching with me, definitely reach out. I have a new program actually that I have just launched. I'm in the middle of launching it. It's amazing. It's very spiritual based. It's a lot of you know, awakening work, soul work, and really creating a new version of yourself in the most beautiful way. So I'm super excited about that. But let me know if I can help you. You can ask me any questions. You can follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalon. But thank you for tuning in today, guys. Please share this podcast with anyone you may feel will benefit. I appreciate the love, the support. I'm sending you so much love. Take care of your hearts. And please message me if you have any questions. And I will be back in a few days. Much love, guys.